In 2019, I walked away from a million-dollar nutrition business. My audience thought I was crazy, my clients didn't quite understand, and there was even a part of my own brain that was trying to talk myself out of it. But the bigger, intuitive, heart-centered side of me knew it was the best and only option for me, my life, and my business. Today, I'm going to get real and share a personal story of why and how I walked away from my super successful nutrition practice and all of the incredible lessons that came out of that experience. Let's get into it. Hey there, I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm a former nutritionist who turned a struggling, stressful nutrition practice into a thriving, freedom-filled online business where I work from home in my sweatpants while reaching and helping thousands of people all at the same time. Now I'm obsessed with showing other heart-centered coaches, practitioners, and solopreneurs how to build a business and life they love. Consider this podcast your safe space to learn both the inner work and practical strategies required to build the impactful, profitable business of your dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. That's right, hustle culture, not welcome here. Let's get into today's session. Hey, hey there, friends. Welcome to the Unstuck Entrepreneur podcast. So grateful to have you here checking things out, listening to the show, downloading, subscribing, sharing, reviewing over on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, whatever you want to call it these days. All of that means the absolute world to me and this show, and just spreading the message to get more people having the business and life they love. So really means the world to me. Today, I decided that I wanted to share a more personal story. I think there are definitely some of you that know this story already, but maybe not in its entirety or as deep as I'm going to go with it. So wanted to share this because I think it will give all of you a really good glimpse into why I am so, so passionate about you all and me building an aligned business, building a business that actually complements you and your life and what you love and what you're passionate about. You know, this business that you actually want, this business that you actually get excited to work on, and you can't wait for it to be Monday, and you just feel like you are lit up when you know it's time to work on your business, when you know it's time to meet with your clients, whatever it is that you're doing. And it really is showcased very well in this story I'm going to share. And it was something that happened to me and my business a couple years ago and is why I'm so passionate about it. So that is the first reason. The second reason is because I get a lot of questions about pivoting a business, trying something new, starting to talk about something different, getting rid of or letting go of something that's no longer serving you in your business. I am the queen of pivoting. I have pivoted this particular business. And to give you an example, the actual name of my business is Aviva Fitness, because I started in 2013 my business as an in-home personal trainer. Then I went from personal training to nutrition. And then I went from nutrition to mindset. And then I went from mindset to business coaching and, you know, still doing mindset through all of that. But I've talked about a lot of different things. I've pivoted a lot of different times. And so I think that's why I get questions about pivoting, because there are people listening to this. There are people on my social media channels. There are people who get my email newsletters who have gotten them since I was a personal trainer. And so they know, they've seen all the phases of growth I've been through, all the changes I've been through. They know I'm the queen of pivoting. So that's another reason, because there will be a pretty good conversation in here about pivoting your business when and if that is ever something that you want to do, whether it's now or a year from now or 10 years from now, it might happen. And so you'll have this resource, you'll have these ideas when it does come time to do that, if that is ever something that you do. And then the last reason And why I decided to make this episode in particular the one where I talk about pivoting is because this is episode 131 of this podcast. And that means that I have now done more episodes of this podcast than I did for my nutrition podcast, which is called Keto for Women. I did 130 episodes of that one. Actually, I think it was even less because I think the last few episodes were like best of, so I was just replaying ones I've already done. So that was a super successful endeavor for me. And the last episode of that show aired in December of 2019. And I remember so vividly that the last like 25 to 30 episodes of that podcast, really from 100 on, I remember thinking, I really have nothing more to say here. I feel like I'm just repeating myself. I feel like this isn't really fun anymore. I'm kind of over this. I specifically remember thinking, I have nothing more to say. And here I am, 131 episodes in of Unstuck, and I truly, honestly feel like I am just getting started here. It's like every episode I record, I have like 10 more that I want to do that are in relationship to that. Every time I am just like thinking of content ideas, I have so much more I want to say here. And I just point this out because it's going to come into play later on in the story I'm going to share with you of what is different about what I'm doing now versus what I was doing then and why I had to get out of it. So kind of some forecasting, which I think you can already see where I'm going with this discussion we're going to have today. But I just thought that it was a really good opportunity to use this 131st episode of Unstuck to share why I ended that chapter of my business when I did. So those are the reasons we're going to talk about what we're talking about today. I hope you enjoy this more personal story-based episode. I hope that you get some things out of it. I have some definitely lessons to share at the end, so I think we'll all learn something here, but let's get into it. Starting with a quote from Eckhart Tolle, one of the greatest, and he says, "Whatever you do in business comes out of a state of inner alignment with life and the source of life itself. So peace flows into whatever you do." Just reading that makes me feel so much more at peace. Let's go through it again because it just feels so good. Really let this absorb. "Whatever you do in business comes out of a state of inner alignment with life and the source of life itself. So peace flows into whatever you do." And I think this will come into play as we continue talking about being in alignment with your business. All right, let me give you a little bit of backstory that will pertain to what we're going to talk about today. Again, a lot of you have heard this already, but it really does help set the stage. So I hope you don't mind me going through my backstory a little bit again. We'll start back in 2016. I was really sick. I was going through mold illness treatment. For those that don't know, even back further with my story, I had been living in a home that had toxic mold. I am one of those people that genetically can't detox from that. And so it made me super duper sick. Found all of that information out and was going through this treatment, which is really a hard, difficult, long protocol to get through. And in that time, was also a nutritionist, had gotten certified as a nutritional therapy practitioner. So I knew a lot about other things that I could do to be supporting my body during this treatment. And it was really at this point in 2016, summer of 2016, that I was getting very, very desperate to just start feeling better. The protocol was helping, but again, it was taking a long time. I had been about a year into it at that point, and I did some research and really found out that following a keto diet would be beneficial to relieve some of the symptoms I was experiencing. And that's really all I wanted at that point, was just to like be able to get out of bed, to not have my joints be in constant pain, to not have this brain fog to the point where I couldn't even work with clients because I didn't know what I was saying. That's how bad it had gotten. And so keto had been shown to help with those symptoms. And so I thought it was a really good idea, began keto that summer, had some really great benefits almost immediately, like within even the first couple weeks. I had noticed a big change in my symptoms. And so I started talking about it. So at the time, I had a really successful nutrition podcast with my friend Meg Dahl. Shout out to Meg and the Nourish podcast. We had this podcast that had probably been going for over a year at that point, and I just naturally started talking about keto and my journey and what I had been doing on that show, and it got a ton of interest. Just naturally, I started getting a bunch of questions, a lot of interest, people who wanted to try it too, people who wanted help with it. And so all of my nutrition clients started being keto clients. So I had tons of one-on-one clients. I had to even go on a wait list at that point because I had people who wanted help specifically with a keto diet. And that really led me down this path just naturally of realizing I had a pretty unique approach to keto, specifically as it relates to women. At that time, there were very, very few women in the keto space talking about how to specifically do it as a female with female hormones and cycles and all those things, and also specifically as a healing protocol for something other than weight loss. Again, at that time in the keto space, I think it still is this way, it was very much weight loss driven and it was very diet oriented. It was a diet industry kind of thing, where it was all about like really creating these rules for yourself to lose weight, to be on a strict diet, and to, you know, do all that kind of crazy stuff. And I didn't see it as that, and I didn't want it to be that. And I knew that it was actually a really great healing place for a lot of people to be if they did experience, you know, certain symptoms or have certain things going on with their health. And so I just really found myself in this place where I had something new and unique and different to share. And I just started sharing it without really taking any more time or thought process into if that's what I really wanted to be talking about. And then this part of the story, I know a lot of you know. This is when I started getting really burnt out from taking one-on-one clients. Most of them, I was saying the same things over and over again. There was definitely like this like core thing that every single person needed to work through and do and learn. And so I took those core things and turned them into a signature group program that was all online. Shout out to the Fab Burning Female Project. I know a lot of you listening were part of that project. It was amazing. It was great. It was fun. It worked. And as a lot of you know, it really ignited my business and it turned my business into something that worked a lot better for me and my personality and my energy and the healing that I was still doing in my own body and needing that space and time and energy to do that, because it just gave me my time back. It gave me financial freedom and the ability to not stress about that and be able to use that money to continue my own healing journey. Just there was a ton of really great stuff that came out of that time in my business. So that program launched in January of 2017, and it was great. By June of 2017, I had launched another podcast. At this time, I was still doing the Nourish podcast, so I was doubling up on my podcast. And the whole reason I started the Keto for Women show, truly, the only thing that came to my head was that it was a way for me to kind of answer the questions that I was getting in the Fat Burning Female Project all at one time for everyone to listen to when they wanted to, and for people not even in the project to still get the answers to their questions, because I was getting lots of questions. There was a lot of things I needed to cover and discuss and break down. I just thought a podcast would be the best way to do that for everyone. And so that podcast launched in June 2017. It was great, had huge success almost immediately. And from there, got asked to speak at a lot of different keto conferences all over the world, got to travel for work all over the world. It was amazing. And by 2018, this little nutrition business I had reached over $500,000 in revenue and was on track to double that in 2019. Except I quit. I pivoted. I walked away. I let it all go. Now we get into the conversation. Now that you have the backstory, let's talk about why. I want to start by saying, first of all, that I am so, so grateful for that experience. I am grateful for all of the people that I connected with and all the clients I got to help. I was able to help thousands of women with their health in that small period of time. It truly was an amazing experience. It's one I would not trade for the world. So I have absolutely zero regrets on this at all because I learned so, 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 so much during those few years about business and mindset and energy and alignment. And it inspired and still does inspire everything I talk about today and everything I help people with and teach on today about business, about alignment, about energy, mindset, because I went through it all on my own at that time, figuring it out, learning from mistakes, learning from things I did and did not do, did and did not want, and really being thrown into this gigantic business where I had to figure out business-wise what the heck I was doing, how to manage it, how to make it work for me, and you know, being thrown in, you just kind of figure it out as you go. And from there, I learned so, so incredibly much about business that I am now teaching to you. But there is also something within this story. And for me, I see it like flashing red light. And you might have noticed this too. I started teaching and coaching around keto because it's what was being asked of me, not because it was what I wanted or what was in alignment for me. I never took the time to even think about or consider or really understand where my heart was at and if that world, if that topic, if those clients were the ones that were in alignment with me, were the things that I actually wanted to spend my time and energy doing. And it's hard, you know, and I think especially for any service-based business, any heart-centered person, anyone who really just genuinely wants to help people, which I know is all of you, I knew my heart was really just wanting to help others live healthier and happier. And that's still where my heart is today. And during that time of my life, when I was super sick, keto helped me a lot. It helped me feel better. It helped me be able to live my life a little better while I was going through treatment. And I really did want to share that knowledge and experience with others. But I didn't, like I said, take the time to really think about if I wanted to share that as my business, as like really the only thing I'm doing, or if I just maybe wanted to like write a few blog posts about it or share, you know, my journey on Instagram as I'm going through it and have it not be part of or really the only thing going on in my business. And I certainly did not really give it the consideration that I needed to on if I wanted to and could talk about that one thing all day, every day. And this is what I really, really encourage my clients now when they're thinking about their business and they're thinking about their niche or we call it dream client. I really, really encourage everyone to think about what they would love to talk about all day, every day, and to share about all day, every day, because you're going to. You're going to, and that's great. And that's when you have this amazing business, and it will be fun and light you up and be exciting when you are talking about the right thing. And I didn't take the time to consider that. I didn't take the time to think about if it was in an industry I wanted to be a part of. Another huge thing to consider when deciding on your niche or dream client. I now know a few years beyond this, and obviously after a ton of work on myself, that what was really going on there is that I was completely out of alignment with my business, and it ended up taking its toll on me. I knew this eventually. It took a while to get there. I was kind of, 2017, basically talked about keto, was in the keto space for 3 years, we'll call it. And in that time, I began to notice things. For one, my energy towards my business. As I mentioned at the beginning, towards the end there, my podcast absolutely drained me. I would need to take a nap after recording one episode of the podcast. It wasn't like it was hard at that time. I was basically repeating myself over and over and over again. There wasn't really anything new I wanted to cover or wanted to say about keto because I was kind of, not into it without realizing that that's what was going on, but it would absolutely drain my energy. And I wouldn't be looking forward to the coaching calls that I was doing for the group. I wouldn't go so far as to say I was dreading it, but I just wasn't excited about them as I usually am, as I know I'm the kind of person that does get really excited when it is time for live sessions and live coaching calls. Like, my energy just goes all into that and I love them. And instead, I was feeling kind of blah about it. The second thing, this was such a big thing, you guys. I hope that you recognize this too, potentially in your own business as you move forward. If you are in or out of alignment, you can really tell based on the people that you are attracting, the clients that you are attracting. For some reason, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the energy that I was putting out as it relates to keto. I don't know if it's just the keto space in general, the diet industry in general. I don't know what it is, but they were mean. They were mean. I was attracting very mean people. I think you guys know this, but I'm not a mean person. And just that vibe in general doesn't really align with me, as I'm sure it doesn't for most of you. But people that were complaining, people that would argue, people that would just be mean if they didn't lose weight, which I never once ever remotely promised that it was a weight loss program. In fact, on my sales page in bold letters highlighted, it said, "This is not a weight loss program." I promise you, it said that. And I would still get negative comments, negative reviews, negative people coming at me if they didn't lose weight. It was just the craziest, craziest thing. I had some very, very mean, vicious people. And obviously, when you are someone who just is so, so passionate about helping people in a deeper, bigger, more purposeful way, and then you get that backlash, oh, it just absolutely sinks your soul. And I was experiencing that, and I just at the time did not understand what I was doing wrong, what was going on here. And now I know it was just a complete mismatch, a complete energetic mismatch, because I was mismatched with what I really wanted to be doing. And then the last thing that I noticed that was a really, really, really big deal for me, and if you've been following me since the days of Keto for Women, then you know that this was something that I talked about regularly, and this really was kind of the primary message I gave for why I was leaving the keto space, is that it was a mismatch of messages, I guess is the easiest way to put it, or a mismatch of beliefs, goals, values, I don't know, something like that. because I would talk about using keto as a healing protocol for people that needed it for something that was going on with their health. I would talk about that in pretty much every episode of the podcast, in all of my, you know, coaching calls, in all of my Instagram posts, in all of it. And no matter how often I said that, they would hear that it was a way to lose weight. So there was this mismatch of messaging, but also as I was going through learning more about keto, I also was learning more about the diet industry and the anti-diet movement, and I was becoming very involved in that. I was learning more about intuitive eating, and so it just became more and more and more of a mismatch because I was personally someone who had spent years being on a diet, like since middle school, thinking about food and manipulating my food and having rules around food and calories and fat and carbs and all that stuff. And I personally was doing the work to release that, to shift those beliefs and perspectives and thoughts and just rattle that loose in my own body and in my own mind and energy. But then I was still teaching and just being in the diet industry, no matter how hard I tried to make it about healing and health and a protocol to use to help with that, it still came across as being a diet because, you know, that diet industry had really taken hold of keto at that point and they were doing all kinds of things and there was all kinds of crazy weight loss promises, and it was basically like the next diet pill is what it had become by the time I left. And it just really did not match my thoughts, beliefs, what I was doing myself, the message that I wanted to share. And it felt awful. It felt so bad to be a part of something that I was trying, had really tried so hard in my own life to disconnect and to reprogram about dieting and, you know, all the food rules and manipulating your body size and all of that stuff. And then I was still doing it professionally, or it still came across as that because I was stuck in that industry and I just couldn't do it anymore. I decided right then and there I was done. I guess it was probably summer of 2019 that I knew I was done, that I was ready for a pivot, and then officially quit that business by December. And we'll talk about kind of what happened in those 6 months in just a second. But I realized in that time when I knew I was done that there was no amount of money, there was no amount of exposure, no amount of followers, no amount of, you know, podcast listeners that could make up for how out of alignment I was with my business. It was not worth it to continue down a road that I wasn't passionate about, that I wasn't in alignment with, that didn't really feel good to be in anymore. And so that's when I knew that it was time for a pivot. And I've had pivots in the past, as I've mentioned. None of them were that bad. It was more so like when I went from personal training to nutrition, it was simply because I wanted to do more to help the clients I already had. I wanted to add another tool to my tool belt, so to speak. And so that pivot kind of happened naturally. But this one was really just like, this business is super successful. I have millions of people downloading my podcast. I had at that point 25,000 Instagram followers. I had 25,000 people on my email list. I had built this big, for me, business really quickly, like really quickly. And none of that was enough to keep me there. And that's when I knew I was completely out of alignment and really had been that entire time. Let's now move on to the how, because I know the big question here is, cool, great. So what if this happens to me? Or what if I'm in that place now? I wish there was a secret formula on how to pivot. Because if there was, first of all, I would have either followed it, or if I was the one that created it, I'd probably be a billionaire right now. But I can tell you there is no secret formula. There is no step-by-step process to pivoting your business. It is simple, honestly. It's just a matter of deciding that that is what you want, that that is what is best, that that is what you need to continue to thrive in your business and continue to be excited about what you do, and then you make it happen. Then you really honestly just do it. Now, do you do it in one day? Like one day you're talking about this and then you're like, no, I'm just going to go over here and start talking about this. You could, you can, absolutely, especially if your audience is still small and you haven't really gotten a huge kind of following and like content creation strategy and people watching what you're doing, then you could absolutely just decide to change it and just do it and start creating content and doing all the things for the thing you're interested in now. But if you have a bigger audience, if you've been talking about this particular thing that you're no longer interested in for a while, if you have people following along with what you're doing, then you probably need to have a little transition period. And you know, a lot of my advice right now is going to depend on your audience size and how long you've been in that area that you're now ready to move away from. So be sure to consider all of that if and when you ever do decide to pivot. I think too that it does help to have a plan for how you are going to exit the one and enter the other. So create a little plan. Decide on how much overlap you're going to have, how long you're going to take to make that transition. I think for most people, you know, 3 to 6 months making that transition is enough. And again, that is kind of assuming you have been in that space for a little while. You have a following, you have people on your email list, you have a social media presence, that kind of thing, then 3 to 6 months to make that transition, I think, is plenty. And in that time, if it works for where you are and where you want to go, you know, if there's some overlap in the audience, like for instance, say I went from personal training to nutrition, my dream client didn't really change. It just was really what I was helping that person with changed. So that kind of pivot really isn't that hard because it's not like you have to create a whole new Instagram account and just ignore everyone that you've been talking to for the past however many years and start talking to a whole new audience. All you're doing is switching the kind of content you're sharing. So instead of me only sharing about, you know, fitness moves and different types of workouts and how to recover from your workouts and that kind of stuff, I'm doing less of that and putting in more nutrition tips, more and more and more, while doing less and less and less of personal training stuff over the course of 3 to 6 months. People will probably not even notice. And if they do, they'll probably be excited because it's like, oh, I learned so much about personal training and fitness from this person, and now I get to learn nutrition from this person. Wow, this is so cool. If it's something more like where I was, where I was going from talking about keto to talking about business, there is very little overlap there. So in that position, what I did is spent time, instead of talking about keto, I used that audience to talk more about why I was shifting out of talking about keto for like a couple months there. I talked more about mindset. I talked about the diet industry and the problems with that. I talked about intuitive eating. I started talking more about why I was less interested in keto and about some of the work that I was doing and why the keto and diet industry was no longer serving me. so that in case there was, you know, there is that learning experience for them too about like, am I also in this weird diet place? Do I need to learn intuitive eating? Is this really where I want to be? So I used what was going on in my life as a lesson for people in that industry. And then from what I was now interested in and am now interested in, the business side of things, I just started fresh. I started a new email list, still have the people, the nutrition people and personal training people on my old email list that I get in touch with once a month and just share some, you know, what I'm interested in kind of things. It's a monthly newsletter that they actually really enjoy. But then my email list dedicated to my business, brand new, started from scratch, asked anybody who happened to be on my email list or happened to be following me on Instagram where they were in business. They were a practitioner themselves or a personal trainer, yoga instructor, something like that. If they had been following me as a nutritionist, would they be interested in following me and getting advice as a business coach? So yes, there was some kind of overlap. There was a small group of people that came over and started fresh on this path with me, but also starting fresh and doing things from scratch, which not a problem for me. Again, totally worth it. Love every second of it. And so then this podcast new, the email list new, and a new Instagram. So that is why if you see my Instagram and it's still pretty small following, which I'm totally fine with, that has no interest to me whatsoever, still showing up there all the time. But if you see that, that's why, because it's a fresh one. And so that was what was best for me and my pivot. So you will have to decide based on who you're talking to, the size of your audience already, if it will be confusing, if it's something they'll be even interested in, whether it's best to start fresh or just slowly make that content pivot and start talking to the same audience, but about something different that they would also be interested in. And then from there, it's just going to town on creating new content for your new interest. Create new freebies, write new blog posts if that's something you do, record new podcast episodes or YouTube videos if that's something you do. Start communicating about your shift in ideas and interests and teachings and coaching on your social media, on the email list you already have. Just let people know. Don't keep people in the dark because it'll get confusing. But if you're open and honest and you share from the heart about what's going on with you and why you're making that pivot and what you're excited about talking about in the future, people will be on board. And if they're not, then they're not. And that's totally fine too. They can unfollow, they can unsubscribe, they can stop listening, they can stop watching. It's that easy. And then as far as clients that you currently have, finish out their packages, or if they're doing like a month-to-month thing, decide on a time frame where you'll be ending that service or ending talking about that particular thing, and just let your client know that that paid offer is coming to a close. And in the meantime, start working on your new paid offer. Start talking about how you can help clients in this new area. Let people know you're taking clients in this new area. And one important thing too is if you have, say, an online course, a coaching program, something like that, even an ebook or a workshop that you have available for sale in your old area, you can run a big last chance sale and really promote that, really show up for that, like it's the last time you'll ever be able to get your hands on this thing. And what that will do is actually fund your pivot. So if you're worried about finances during this time where you're making that switch, offer up a last chance situation. And just having that knowledge that it's the only time they can ever do this with you again will get a lot of people interested. And it will fund your pivot so you do have some income coming in while you start that transition period, while you work on creating new content, new freebies, that kind of thing for your new deal. And then another thing that you can do, again, if you have this kind of product already available for the old interest that you have is keep that evergreen and keep it just somewhere out in the interweb, somewhere on your website, whatever it is, especially if you have spent a lot of time creating content that's always available for this old interest. Like say you have a bunch of YouTube videos out there, you have a bunch of podcast episodes out there, you can keep your podcast rolling, keep that YouTube channel up and keep everything going. And if people naturally find it, which they will, naturally find that content and then are directed and interested in this ebook or this online course or whatever it may be, then they still have the opportunity to purchase that from you and get going on that journey. And that really just depends on how out of alignment you feel with this particular thing. Like for instance, if I had a personal training program, but really I wanted to start talking more about nutrition, well, people would still get a ton of benefit out of my personal training program. And I have a ton of workout videos up on YouTube, so might as well just keep that going. Extra evergreen income and still is a way that I can help people. So you can do something like that as well if that's what lines up for you and your business and how you have it all planned out. So that's really all I have in terms of the how is you just decide that that's what you really truly want. You understand what's really in alignment with you. You make the decision and you do it. You let everybody know, you be authentic with it. You share your story, you share what's going on, and you either gradually, if you have, you know, a larger audience, you gradually make the pivot over a few months, or you just do it if you don't really have a big audience and it doesn't really matter. Just do it, start talking about other things, and whoever wants to stay will stay. Whoever doesn't, it's no longer something they're interested in. Cool. They can go check out something else and you will get new eyes on your new work. You will get new people, new clients, new subscribers, new listeners, new followers based on what you really want to talk about, where your energy truly lies, what really truly lights you up. So let's move on now to a few lessons that I think we can all take away from this. Of course, yes, it's my story. I took over this episode, but I couldn't leave you with just talking about myself. So now let's talk about what you can take away from this. First of all, the biggest lesson, and again, going back to the beginning, why I wanted to do this episode is so that you make sure that you build a business that truly aligns with you. Don't build a business based on what you think you should do, based on what people are asking you for, what you have experience in, what you've been through yourself. Don't do that if it's not truly in alignment with you and your energy and your passion and your purpose. Now, if it is, and that is the case for a lot of people, what you've been through is now what you are passionate about helping others through. That is amazing. That is awesome. Do that. But it doesn't have to be that way. And I think a lot of us in the wellness space, we kind of get into this trap where we feel like, well, the reason I got into wellness was because I got an autoimmune disease. And this was my story again. And so then I thought I had to go into helping people with autoimmune because I had the experience. It helped me. I had the story. But once I actually started doing that, I realized that it was kind of keeping me in this space where I was always thinking about my autoimmune disease. And I was busy healing. I was really feeling good about it, but it kept me stuck in that place where I was always kind of reliving it through my clients. And it realized it was something I wanted to keep more of as a personal journey. This is an option. You do not have to build a business and help people based on what you think you should or based on what you've been going through. So really take the time to learn that. And that's what we do in Unstuck Entrepreneur. We spend a lot of time, the very first step of building the structure of our business is learning about your dream client, because it is not just about what you should do, what you have experience doing, what your story shares. It is about who you really, truly want to work with. As it relates to this story, my story, I did not want to work with grumpy people who wanted to lose weight. That is not who I wanted to work with, but that is the industry I got in because I didn't take the time to think about that. I just kept going along with what people were asking me about, what I was getting noticed for, instead of really taking the time to consider who I would be working with, what I would be talking about all day, and if that's what I wanted. So ask yourself some questions. What do you love and could easily talk about all day long? Just imagine that you have 8 clients back to back and you are going to be talking about this one thing to all those clients. What is that? And what would leave you still excited to talk about it the next day and the next day and the next day? Now, that's not to say that's how your business is going to actually pan out. There will be variations in your clients, which is amazing, but that's a really good way. It's a little test to do to make sure that you really truly love and are passionate about what you are going to be sharing with your clients and your following and your subscribers and all those people. Another question, what kind of people do you love talking to? What questions do you love answering? Who do you love to help? Really think about that one person. Who do you love to help? If you've already taken clients, who was your absolute favorite client and why? Really, like, journal this. This will be so enlightening for you. Another question, what industry do you want to be known in and what do you want to be known for? So just imagine, because this can and will happen very quickly. I have experienced it with my own business. Once you start talking about something unique, special, you have your own approach, which is what is really important that we do in Signature Program Lab, is create your own unique approach. Once you have that, you will be known for it. And what do you want to be known for and in what industry specifically? Not just the wellness industry overall, but even more narrowed down than that. Is it like the hormone balancing industry, which, like, is it necessarily industry? No, but there is a large group of people that specialize in hormone balancing. Do you want to be in that industry? And what do you want to be known for? Think about that. Answer those questions. It's going to help you a lot. And if you already have an established business, does it line up with the answers you just shared? And really think about that and really make sure that you're staying in alignment with it all. My next lesson for you, you don't have to stick with something if it doesn't feel right. Let me repeat that. You don't have to stick with something if it doesn't feel right. This is you. This is your business. This is your life. This is how you're spending most of your time here on this planet. The whole point of you having a business is to help the people that you want to help, do what you love, fulfill on your passions and purpose. And if your business isn't doing that, then maybe it's time to pivot. And it is totally okay. It is not a failure. It is not you doing something wrong. It's not you turning your back on your clients. It is nothing negative. It is not. It is just you doing what you want to do with your time that is so, so precious. You understanding that there are different people that you want to help and they need your help. It is you doing what you love, and that is really important, my friends. It is 100% okay to take another path, to shift directions, to go down a different road. It is okay. If it means that you will stay in alignment, if it means that you will enjoy your time, if it means that you will love your business, if it means it will create a life you love, it is okay. It is not selfish. It is not a failure. It is you doing what you know is the right thing for you. And by way of that, the right thing for the people that you're going to help. And that's really the beauty of having a service-based business, is there is no limit to the things that you can do and the people that you can help and the amount of little niches you can get into and the paths that you can go down. So don't be afraid to explore if and when your business is no longer in alignment, you feel complete on something that you've been sharing about, or it just isn't right for you anymore. Okay, that's number two. It's a big one. Number three, I think we can all agree now, and hopefully we will continue to remember this, the most important thing for you and your business is that they stay in alignment with each other. So please just continue to check in with yourself, check in with your business. Always keep that in mind as you are starting to build and grow and create things, that you are in alignment, that you feel good about what you are doing, that it lights you up, that you are attracting the right people, that you are in the right industry, that you are sharing the right message, and that it all, you'll know, it all just feels good. You feel, now are you like excited all the time to be working on your business? No. Are there things that you don't love to do? Yes. But overall, the overarching theme is that you love what you do. You love who you help. You love what you get to share about. And you feel uplifted instead of drained in your business. So keep that in mind. And then the very last thing, last little reminder here, having an aligned business is the surest way to reach the success you desire. Going back to my story, as I mentioned, I was on track to hit $1 million. I had millions of downloads on my podcast. I had thousands of Instagram followers. I had thousands of people on my email list, but I wasn't happy, and I did not remotely feel successful. True success, the success you desire, will come from having an aligned business. I personally feel way more successful now than I ever have because I am in alignment. I love what I get to do every single day. I love all of you. I love connecting with all of you. It's so much fun. I feel extremely successful. And because of that, yes, the followers come, the listeners come, the money comes, all of that comes as a result of me being in alignment and already feeling successful and happy and fulfilled and passionate and purposeful. That is what it takes to build the success. It is not just about money. It is not just about the numbers. It's about how you feel. And being in alignment is the ultimate feeling. All right, we'll leave it at that, my friends. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening to my story. Now you know the whole scoop, you know everything that went down, and I hope it provided some value for you either now or in the future in your business. If that value is even for you to know and be sure that you are in alignment, you now know it with certainty and you can just go off and have so much fun in your business. Yes, that is amazing. And if you are considering a pivot now or in the future, I hope it provided some clarity for you there as well. If this episode resonated with you, if any of these episodes I'm sharing with you mean something and have helped you in some way, would you be so kind to spend 2 minutes leaving a review for the show? It means the absolute world to me and the future of this show and to everyone else that it will help along the way. Just a quick, like 90 seconds, just write a few words. Let me know what you're thinking. Share your honest, true thoughts. It really helps me know what direction to take the show in. And everyone who already has left a review, 290 of them so far, thank you from the bottom of my heart. All right, my friends, until next time, take care. If you're like most of my clients, you followed your passion for health, got your certifications, did the trainings, and now you're excited to have your very own thriving, impactful wellness business. But how do you actually do that? It's a common position to be in, especially in the wellness space, because no one teaches you this whole business thing along the way. This trend is exactly why I'm here, a passionate nutritionist turned business coach for wellness professionals, because I'm done seeing wellness practitioners continue to play small in their business simply because they don't know the right steps to take. If you're like most wellness pros out there with a dream to start their own impactful, freedom-filled business, you've probably spent hours trying to build your website, figure out what the heck to post on social media, and taking all the courses to try to get confident in what you're doing. Or maybe just the thought of all that sends you into a puddle of stress and overwhelm. Good news, you don't need a perfect website, a killer Instagram strategy, or to be an expert to have an impactful and successful business. What you do need is a plan. The Wellness Business Blueprint is the jumpstart you need to plan, prepare, and execute on your passion for helping others without that sinking feeling of overwhelm. Because this isn't like the other stuffy, boring business plans out there. The Wellness Business Blueprint is centered around you. What feels good to you? What's right for your business, your dreams, and your lifestyle? What keeps you in alignment and your energy flowing? What allows you to stay sane and stress-free and excited in your business? Because building your dream wellness business starts with a plan that works for you. This free 15-page printable workbook will take you through my signature Flow and Grow business framework so you can create your own business vision while gaining clarity, structure, and a solid plan to move forward. Download it today and get started on your business blueprint. Head to seanminer.com/WBB, that stands for Wellness Business Blueprint, and get started building your dream wellness business today. Again, that's seanminer.com/WBB.